Funding for anything you ever wanted to know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education.
From KERA Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Stephen Becker in this week for Jeff Whittington, who has taken a day off. Everybody deserves a day off every now and again, right? Well, Jeff picked today, but I have it on good authority that he will be back in this very spot next week. It is Friday, the 3rd of March, and of course, as we do every Friday, we'll be taking your questions and answers this hour. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email your questions and answers to anything@kera.org, or you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Stephen Becker. That's Stephen spelled the biblical way. I can certainly take your questions and answers there and get them on to the show. Starting off today, Alan asked earlier, he said, I live in Denton and I love egg bagels, but I can't seem to find them locally. He says he's tried Einstein's and Royal Bagels, who don't seem to have them, and wants to know where he might be able to find some. Tim wrote in to say that a waiter at a restaurant in Dallas told him that shrimp and scallops are from farms in Texas, and he wondered if that was actually a thing. And let's see, we also heard from Larry in Fort Worth, who wanted to know about same-day mail service. He said, has anyone else noticed that we no longer have next-day service for letters mailed to addresses in the same city, at least in Fort Worth? He said, two-day service seems to be the best you can expect. If you've got answers to those questions, we'd love to hear from you at 800-933-5372 or, of course, at anything@kera.org. That's where we also heard from Scott, who says, I'm looking for a place in town I can find manganese dioxide and titanium foil. It says, I'm also looking for beakers and a hot plate with a spinning magnet. I'm playing with some DIY battery projects, making a saltwater battery. He says, I know I could order this stuff online, but I'd like to find a local store in hopes that some of the staff there could help a novice like me out. If you can help out, Scott, again, 800-933-5372. Kind of looking back to some things from last week, we heard from Mark Harrison, the great Mark Harrison, who is a big listener to this show and a big helpful resource. He's from the UT Dallas Center for Space Sciences. And we had a question about some clouds last week. So Mark wrote in to say, you had a caller wanting to know about the wavy clouds over Dallas back on February 13th. Those are called undulatus aspiratus, easy for you to say. And they form when there are stratus clouds and there is a wind blowing steadily past the bottom layer. He says this flow builds up high and low pressure areas called Rayleigh-Taylor instabilities that makes the bottom of the clouds ripple at a regular repeating interval. This is the same principle that causes water waves to form on lakes or oceans when the wind blows across the surface of the water. Well, thanks very much for clearing that up, Mark. Let's see. Let's start the show off today. Let's talk to Keith in Dallas. Thanks, Keith. Thanks for calling.
You bet. I live in North Dallas, and I've noticed that there are several, not all, but several alleyways in my neighborhood that have signs at the end that say it either says through traffic prohibited or no through traffic allowed. And I understand that that means I can't drive my car from one end of the alley to the other, but does it also mean I can't walk through the alley from one end to the other?
Huh, that's a good question. Well, let's see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. 800-933-5372, if you've got the answer to that question. Let's see. We also heard, going back to the inbox for a second, Roy in Fort Worth wrote in to ask, why do crabs walk sideways instead of straight forward? And Zach Bro wanted to know, he says, my lovely wife and I have been stressing out about the number of mattress stores in the DFW area. We do not understand why there are so many, to the point where you will have two of the same stores on different sides of an intersection. Is the demand really so high for mattresses in DFW? We'll try and find out for you, Zach and Roy. We also heard from Ingram, who says that websites have many ways of trying to divert our attention to ads. I used to be able to simply turn off the add-on for Adobe Flash to get relief from the manic moving distractions. My latest problem is with TVGuide.com. He says there are little ads at the top that won't disappear fully even if I slide down the page. Does anyone have a suggestion so that I can look at the guide without explosions, etc., engaging my brain? I can pause, but I can't cover them up. 800-933-5372 or anything at kera.org. And one more from the inbox. We heard from Alexander, who says, why does the Trinity River smell so badly in Dallas? Every time I go through there, it smells like sewage. Well, Alexander, we will see if we can get an answer for you. Again, we got lines open at 800-933-5372. Let's go back over there. Well, let's wait for just one second, and we will check in on that. Again, also anything at kera.org. Again, we're looking for a place for Alan and Denton that sells egg bagels. We're trying to find out whether or not shrimp and scallops and other seafood are possibly farmed in Texas and how that works. And we're trying to find an answer for Larry in Fort Worth about how same day versus next day mail service works there and whether or not you can actually get next day service for letters mailed to addresses that are within the same city. At least we're talking about Fort Worth. But before we switch over to the phones, which we promise we'll get to in just one second, please keep holding there. We got a really nice email in from Landon in Benbrook. And this was, you know, the last week or two we've been talking about safety measures for your cars, things that you should have in the trunk in case you are broken down or maybe you're in an accident. Or we talked about if you're in high water, what to do if the water level rises above your windshield level. Well, anyway, Landon wrote in to say, I'm glad I got to hear the whole show today, this was last week, because it solved the mystery for me. Just 2 days ago, I was cleaning out the trunk of my dad's car and came across something I'd never seen before with no markings to identify it. My dad passed away a while back, so I couldn't ask him, but this trunk had plenty of emergency-type items like a gas can, jumper cables, an air compressor, things like that. Then, while listening today, the last time the topic came up of breaking out car windows underwater, someone specifically referred to the Rescue Me tool. Now, this is RES/Q/Me, Rescue Me tool. A hammer-like item complete with seatbelt cutter. Well, the light bulb instantly went off in my head. That's exactly what this was. Not only did it solve my mystery, but I got a good laugh out of it, too. Thanks. Well, thank you, Landon. I really appreciate it, and I'm glad we could help you out. How about we go to those phones? Let's talk to Daleen in Dallas. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thank you.
How can we help you?
I have a 2005 SC430 convertible. I want to have refinished. I'd like to have it the same color as it is, Egyptian sand. My dealer tells me that in order to do this, they must dismantle the entire vehicle piece by piece and repaint it. And I'm wondering if there's anyone in the area that can provide an alternative.
Yeah, that sounds complicated, taking the whole car apart to do the paint job, huh? Well,
yeah.
We will we'll find out if we get an answer for you, okay?
Yes, thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Let's stick with the phones. Let's talk to Mike in Louisville. Mike, thanks for calling anything.
Hey, thank you. I have an answer for the guy who has problems with all the ads popping up on his case was tvguide.com, but pretty much any website. There is an extension that you can download for Internet Explorer, Firefox, and Chrome. And I'm sure there's probably one for the Mac Opera. It's called AdBlock, and it will prevent third-party ads from being displayed completely. The only problem is certain websites where that's the only way they make their money, they know you're running AdBlock, and they will put a pop-up saying, hey, you're running AdBlock. If you want to read this article, turn AdBlock off. But that's not as common. But AdBlock is a great tool. I've been using it for years. Almost everyone I know uses it, and it will prevent all of those third-party pop-ups, flash ads, and things like that from showing, basically.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm sure that will be great news for a lot of people who are annoyed by those pop-up and flash ads, like you mentioned. So thanks so much for the tip.
You're welcome. I'll keep listening off the line. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
800-933-53, well, that's me, 800-933-5372 if you'd like to join the conversation, or we'd love to hear from you at anything at kera.org, or as I said earlier, find me on Twitter. I'm at Stephen Becker, that's Stephen with a PH. That's where I heard from Cindy, who has a question I guess I never really thought of before, but I'm not really sure what the answer is, so we'll throw it out there. And Cindy says, I've always wondered, what makes a yacht a yacht? I guess as opposed to just a boat or a ship or any other possibility there. If there's a definition of what makes a yacht, we'd love to know it. 800-933-5372 or online at anything@kera.org. Let's see. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Jesse in Burleson. Jesse, thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you. I have an answer and a question.
Okay. Let's start with the answer. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So somebody was asking about ads on web pages that like make sound and play video and stuff.
Right.
So I know about this add-on. I think it's for Chrome and Firefox. I'm not sure about Internet Explorer. And it's called uBlock Plus, like the letter U, the word block, and then the word plus. It blocks a lot of ads on web pages, especially the ones that sort of just pop up out of nowhere and the ones that you can't really get rid of. And I'll make sure they don't show up. But I like it because you can also unblock ads on certain websites. So if you have a website you really want to support, like KERA, then you can unblock the ads, and you'll still see them, and they'll still get ad revenue from you.
Huh. That's interesting.
My question was, what is the construction on Interstate 35 South, I-35 West South, I think it is? It's by the Oak Grove Road exit, because they've been doing something with a bridge for like a month, and I have no idea what they're doing.
Okay, so what city is that in specifically?
It's on the way to Burleson. It's right outside of Crowley.
Okay, got it. Okay, well, hey, we'll see if we can get an answer. Somebody out there will know.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 is how you can join the conversation. We have a line or two open, so it'd be great to hear from you today. Let's stick with the phones, and let's talk to Robert in Arlington. Robert, thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. How's it going with you?
Doing well. I had a question about religion. I grew up, in Christian religion, everything like that. And we all kind of know that the Bible has been translated so many times from the original text. And I was just wondering how far the Quran is from the original text, or how many times it's been translated, I guess.
Okay. Hey, that seems like a question that somebody out there will know the answer for. We'll see if we can get it for you, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. You bet. Thanks, Robert. 800-933-5372 is how you, again, of course, can join our conversation. You can visit us online at anything@kera.org. I guess that'd be more of sending an email, probably, than an actual visit. Let's see. We also heard from, just looking through Twitter, or the Twitter, as Jeff always likes to refer to it. I know that makes some of y'all crazy, but I kind of think he does that on purpose. Let's go back to the inbox. Let's see. Christy wrote in to say, this was out the bagel question. Christy said, while it's not in Denton, you can try and find local favorites. You can try and find egg bagels at Cindy's or Benny's Bagels. And we also heard from Patrick on the question of that kind of science experiment stuff that somebody was asking for. He says, I'm pretty sure you can get manganese dioxide from Trinity Ceramics in Dallas. Sean wrote in to say, where can I take adult Spanish classes? Preferably not at a university. He just wants to be proficient. So conversational Spanish classes. He says, I live in Denton. Let's see, who else we heard from? Melanie also recommends trying Cindy's Deli for egg bagels. We got some lines open. We've got another like 40 minutes or so of this show. So how about we hear from some of you at 800-933-5372, or you can send us your questions and answers to anything@kera.org, or I'm at Stephen Becker on Twitter. We'll be back after a short break. Thank you.
Funding for Anything You Ever Wanted to Know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education, offering courses in art, literature, film, history, and languages, as well as professional certificates and test preparation. Registration online at smu.edu/CAPE.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Stephen Becker in this week for Jeff Whittington, and we're taking your questions and answers as we do every Friday. 800-933-5372 or anything at kera.org or on Twitter. I'm at Stephen Becker. That's where we heard from Jenny Jackson, who wanted to know, does anyone know of a good jiu-jitsu studio in Arlington? Norm messaged me to say, my understanding is that an egg bagel is just a bagel with yellow food coloring, so I never understood the draw. And we also heard from Max, who says, on that question about no through traffic for alleys, whether or not that applies to foot traffic or vehicular traffic, Max says that it only applies to cars, so that, you know, you can walk down those alleys, just please don't drive your cars down them. 800-933-5372 or anything at kera.org. Oh, we got a lot of callers on, so let's try and rip through some of these. Let's talk to Amy in Denton. Amy, thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks. I want to know, how do you get rid of henbit and chickweed in your yard without hand-pulling it or putting out some sort of poisonous substance?
It's about that time of year, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, well, hey, we'll see if we can find an answer for you, okay?
All right, thanks.
Okay. 800-933-5372, if you've got the answer. Let's stick with the phones, and let's talk to Ray and Mesquite. Ray, thanks for calling anything.
I appreciate you all accepting my call. For the lady that was asking about the mattresses, companies being on every corner, I own my own business, and I buy them directly from the manufacturer. The markup is 4.5 times the cost of the mattress and the mattress set.
Mm. So what you're saying is that it's a profitable business.
Highly profitable. Highly, highly profitable. And the secondary thing, I've been trying for a year. I listen to you guys all the time. I need for NPR to expose the fact that our government has stolen $30 trillion out of our Social Security, and nobody mentions anything about it. I wish you guys would open up the Pandora's box and find out where all this money was stolen and where it was taken to. Because I've paid into Social Security for 50 years, and now they're trying to cut it or go to privatization. And the reason they want it privatized, they're going to accept the money that's in there, and they're going to say, well, what y'all owe, we're not taking that on. It's just gone. So I would appreciate NPR or anybody in the whole world and the media to expose this fact and let people know that our money has been stolen.
All right, Ray, thanks for calling. Thanks for being a part of the Anything Show today. We got a line open at 800-933-5372. Why don't we stay there, and let's talk to Nicole in Plano. Nicole, thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. Do you have a question or answer today?
I have an answer for the gentleman who called about the Bible and the Quran.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm actually a Christian who converted to Islam.
Okay.
And so I studied the Bible and the Quran. And in order for me to read the Quran, I have to learn the language that it was originally written in. And so whenever people are reading from the Quran, they're reading the original text. And that's kind of what makes it special, is that it's not something that has been continuously changed into different languages so that it can fit into society's language. It stayed in its original text.
Got it. Okay, so, well, that's very helpful. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye. 800-933-5372. Let's stick with the topic, and let's talk to Aya in Fort Worth. Thanks for calling. Aya.
Thank you.
Sorry.
For having...
Hey, Aya.
Yes, Aya. It's yeah. Okay. Thank you for having me. Just like the previous caller, the Arabic is the original text, so it hasn't been changed. The only thing that has been changed is when it transfers to different languages such as English and in the Quran, and that's just in the certain modern words. But other than that, the Arabic is the true original form that has been stated from, you know, 1,400-plus years ago. So there's that answer. And I have a second answer for the jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
place in Arlington. There is off of Cook's Lane. It's called the Tom Lettner Jiu-Jitsu Academy.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, hey, thanks for your plethora of answers. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. 800-933-5372 or anything at kera.org. You know what? Why don't we stick with the phones here for just another minute or two? Let's talk to Ricky in North Richland Hills. Thanks for calling, Ricky.
Hello, Stephen.
Hi. What can we do for you?
The lady calling in about getting her car repainted, that the dealership is telling her correct.
Oh, about the having to take it apart to do the painting?
Yeah, because if you don't take the bumpers off, the door handles, the mirrors, the lights, you can't sand the edges. And eventually that paint's going to peel.
Hmm.
So that is the correct way to do it.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for shedding some light on that. Appreciate
it. You bet.
All right.
Thank
you. 800-933-5372 or anything at kera.org. Or, of course, I'm on Twitter. I'm at Stephen Becker. That's what we heard from Brad, who says, I just drove in from Westlake Hills in Austin, and I've always wondered why that same sort of development isn't along Five Mile Creek. We'll see if we can find an answer for you on that one, Brad. I think that pretty much is it for Twitter or the Twitter. 800-933-5372. Why don't we go back to the phones? Let's talk to Carmen and Irving. Carmen, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Stephen. So my question is, I want to find a class or a mentor for learning the different
I'm sorry, we dropped you right there. Say that one more time. You said you were looking for a class for what?
Trading.
Like investing, that sort of thing?
Yes, okay. A class or a mentor or somebody knows somewhere where I can start looking.
Okay. Are you looking just for, do you want to become a day trader, or are you looking for your just own personal financial stuff, or what's your personal interest there?
Yeah, just for my own personal. I mean, I've always found it interesting, but I kind of go in there and I kind of, try it out, but then I want to learn it more. But it's really just for personal.
Got it. Okay. Well, hey, we'll see if we can find a resource there for
Thank
you.
Thank right? you.
You
Thank
bet.
You so
Take care. 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Timothy in Dallas. Timothy, thanks for calling.
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I've got a question. I'm wondering, why are there no yield signs when you're getting on the highway now? I've noticed that there aren't any more. When I was growing up, that we had those. And so my question is, if two people get in an accident and there's no yield sign, whose fault is it?
So are you talking specifically about somebody entering the highway, exiting the highway, sort of thing?
Yes, yes, sir. Getting on the highway, I remember distinctively when I was younger that there was always yield signs for the people getting on the highway to yield to the traffic on the highway. But now there's no more yield signs. So what? I'm just why?
Yeah, well, and that makes sense because when you're entering the highway, you're sort of coming into somebody else's lane there, and it would stand. And plus, those cars are normally going a little bit faster, so I could see why you would yield to them. Yeah, I don't know. Is there a particular highway that you have noticed this on that you drive frequently?
I've been thinking about it for a couple of weeks now. It's kind of been bothering me. It's kind of awkward.
Okay. Well, hey, we'll see if we can find an answer for you. Okay.
Fantastic.
All Thank right. You bet. 800-933-5372. Or you can shoot us an email to anything@kera.org. And I'm also keeping one eye on Twitter here to see if I can help you out there as well. And Brad, who tweeted to me earlier, just had a little clarification. He said he was asking about the Westlake development in Austin and why there's not something like that along Five Mile Creek. He said, I meant to add a development maintained along Five Mile Creek, especially through Keats Park. Thanks for taking my question. Well, you bet. Thanks, Brad, for sending it along. I'm at Stephen Becker if you want to interact with me over there on Twitter. Let's see. Let's talk to Andrew in Dallas. Andrew, thanks for calling anything.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm looking for a custom engagement ring designer or person, like maybe an artisan or something. I have an idea for a ring that I want to have made and looking for someone that can design it with a specific metal alloy to have a certain color and have room to have stones put in it and things like that. And I just was looking if anybody had a source for maybe an individual that does that kind of thing that I could design it with.
Okay. Well, hey, since you called, has this engagement already taken place?
No, not yet. That's the point of trying to find
the maker. Okay, so then our next natural question is, does this special someone of yours happen to listen to public radio stations? Or
Once in a while, I'm certainly hoping she ain't right now.
Because, I'm definitely going to be watching the phones now if we have somebody calling in with suggestions of how they might like an engagement ring to look, you know?
Well, she's already dropped plenty of hints about that. That's part of the reason I need to design it, because I already know what she wants, and I got to find somebody that can pull it off.
Got it. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll hopefully find somebody who's got a little expertise in that field, and you'll definitely have to call us back if that turns out for you and let us know how it went, all right?
I definitely will. Okay. I appreciate you letting me on.
You bet. Good luck with all that. 800-933-5372 if you'd like to join our conversation. Or let's see. We also, of course, take your questions and answers at anything@kera.org. That's where we heard from Brian. We had a question earlier about why crabs walk sideways. Brian says crabs walk sideways because they live between rocks and crevices. Never thought about that, but I suppose that could be true. Let's see. We heard from Steve, who says, is it ever legal to have a one-occupancy vehicle in the HOV lane? HOV, of course, stands for high-occupancy vehicle, which would typically mean more than one. He says, I was in a traffic jam yesterday on LBJ, and hundreds of cars with one occupant took the HOV lane. We'll see if we can find an answer for you there. Let's see. We also heard from Rosalva, who says, I was wondering if anyone could recommend an accountant in the DFW area who has expertise in the entertainment industry or works with child actors and parents. Let's see. Jonathan says, there's only one mattress producer in the United States. This is that question about why there are so many mattress stores. Anyway, Jonathan says, there's only one mattress producer in the United States. Sealy makes not only Sealy mattresses, but Tempur-Pedic, Serta, etc. They're all sold under different company names, so therefore different companies can compete for the same product all owned by Sealy. You are paying the same price no matter where you go. That's according to Jonathan, who emailed us at emailed to anything@kera.org. That's where you can join our conversation, of course. And let's see. We also heard from Monday, who says, I'm a big fan of beef stroganoff. I never see it at restaurants. Is there a reason for this? Or, in the case that I unknowingly live under a rock, I guess this is more to the point, are there restaurants in the DFW area that have beef stroganoff on the menu? We'll see if we can find out for you. Going back to Twitter, we heard from Prescott about that question about farm-raised shellfish, and he said that West Texas shrimp farms are near the Imperial Permian Basin in Odessa, and it has an annual shrimp festival, and it's awesome. I have no doubt that it is. And let's see. Let's go back to the phones. Wow. Okay. Wow. We got a lot of people on. I was not paying attention there, but I am now. So let's get over to Bill in Dallas. Bill, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I have a food question. I'm an East Coast transplant. I grew up in New England, and I've lived in DFW for about 20 years now. And there's a specific bean I look for in every grocery store I go to. It's called the lupini bean. And they come in a kind of brine, a saltwater solution, and you can get them dry too, but you have to cook them and make them, and I don't want them that way. But if there's anybody who's got any information where I can find locally lupini beans, that would be awesome.
Okay, well, surely somebody will know, so we'll see if we can find an answer for you, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
You bet, thank you. 800-933-5372, that's where we hear from Brian in Fort Worth. Brian, thanks for calling.
Hi,
hey,
how you
yeah,
doing?
Go right ahead.
I'm calling, let's go back a little bit in your childhood. Remember when you entered elementary school, and a few years you got one of these little instruments that it's like a little flute but called a recorder?
Yeah, it looks kind of like a clarinet, but it's a little simpler.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one. Well, there's an entire society of recorder players here in America, and I was looking through the directory and can't find any in Dallas. So my question is, are there any recorder players or professional players or amateur or society members or society personnel that belong to it and would like to get together and play. Believe it or not, it's a wonderful thing to do.
Okay. Well, hey, we'll see if we can find an answer for you, okay?
All right, then. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
have a
thanks.
Good one.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 or anything at kera.org. We have a lot of people that want to get in on this question about yield signs on the highway. So let's talk to Betty in Dallas. Betty, thanks for calling.
Well, hi, thanks for taking my call. As I'm driving back up from Houston into Dallas, I just noticed that what he says is true. The yield signs are gone, but there is, for those of us that are driving on the freeway and in that right lane, where traffic would merge to, there is a yellow sign with a straight-up arrow and a little tilde off to the right that indicates there is a lane that people are merging into. So you're, as the driver in that lane, supposed to move to the left so those people can merge and not have to stop.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I think that's where the yield signs went. The people on the freeway are supposed to understand that that's a merging lane and you're to move over.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for shedding a little light on that.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 800-933-5372. Let's see. On Twitter, Omni tweeted to me to say that yield signs were taken down because TxDOT had problems with people thinking yield means stop and that yield signs were stop signs. Omni says that highway traffic, of course, has the right of way. Let's see if you want to contribute to that conversation. Like I said, anything at kera.org. Let's squeeze in one more quick one on that one. Let's talk to Gus in Dallas. Gus, thanks for calling.
Howdy.
Hey.
Well, I just wanted to add it to that basically answers the question, but I just wanted to add it. The reason we see this happening is because highways used to be that the on-ramp would merge into an active lane. But nowadays, highways are trying to be constructed where the on-ramp has 600-700 feet of run-up space, where
right.
It's additional lane.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, hey, thanks.
Still, great show. Back.
You bet. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 if you'd like to be a part of the show today. Or you can email us, where our address is anything@kera.org. And, of course, I'm at Stephen Becker on Twitter. We've got one more big segment of Taking Your Q's and A's. We'll be back in just a bit.
Funding for Anything You Ever Wanted to Know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education, offering courses in art, literature, film, history, and languages, as well as professional certificates and test preparation. Registration online at smu.edu/CAPE.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Stephen Becker, and this week for Jeff Whittington, we've got one more segment of Taking Your Questions and Answers. We had a question the last segment about getting a custom-designed engagement ring. So let's, we want to help that person out. We want this engagement to go well, right? So let's see if we can find some answers. Let's talk to Erica and Alan. Erica, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Hi, I've got a great resource. His name is Lance Shapiro Diamonds with Shapiro Diamonds in Dallas.
Okay.
Great service, great options, and he can custom make whatever he'd like.
Great. Hey, thanks for the tip.
You're welcome.
Let's see. We also got a lot of suggestions in the email box. Randy says there's a place on Lower Greenville Avenue that specializes in custom rings. The person who runs it is an artist. It's a Lower Greenville Avenue jewelry shop. And Sarah suggests Sovereign Jewelry off of Jennings Street in Fort Worth. And she says they do a fabulous job, and the person there is making her ring as we speak. Let's see. Jackie wrote in to say, my fiance had my ring designed by Bill Holder in Wichita Falls. His website is holdersjewelers.com. That's holdersjewelers.com. She says he made the ring out of existing gold and diamonds and did a fabulous job, and good luck, Andrew. Let's see. Diane also says that C.M. Yater and Sons, that's Y-A-T-E-R, which is located on Sherry Lane in Dallas, can make a custom engagement ring without any problem at a great price. They've been our favorite jeweler. And let's see, one more. Martin says, I highly recommend talking to Anthony Pampalonia at Pampalonia Jewelers. They are located on Coit Road, south of Arapahoe. Wow, that sounds like plenty of good suggestions. If you've got suggestions or just another question or answer, you know, we definitely have time to squeeze it in. You can send it to anything at kera.org. Let's see. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Hassan in Dallas. Hassan, thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing, boss?
Great. Thank you. And what can we do for you?
Yes, I have a question. My question is, like, what one can do to overcome his fears of heights? I always, like, on every day I go to work, I drive through all this, like, skyrocketing bridges every day I go through, and it just scares me, man.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if we can see if somebody has some suggestions for you, okay? See if we can get
that
for you.
Thank you, boss.
You bet. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Let's stick with the phones, and let's talk to Kyle in Dallas. Kyle, thanks for calling.
How's it going this afternoon?
It is going. What can we do for you?
Yes, sir. So I was calling in to answer one of your questions about the investments.
Okay.
So there's a guy that's actually out of Tennessee, but he does stuff across the U.S., and his name is Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
He's on a local station. She can find him at www.daveramsey.com. Very smart guy with investments, made me a lot of money. And honestly, my wife and I are debt-free because of him. So.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll second that recommendation. He's a good radio show host, and you know, helps people out, particularly like you said, getting rid of their debt problems. But he also probably could point people in the right direction. So that's a great suggestion. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 800-933-5372. Let's stick with the phones, and let's talk to Ralph in Plano. Ralph, thanks for calling anything.
Good afternoon. How are you, Mr. Becker?
I am wonderful. Thank you for calling.
Good. I have an answer and suggestion for the gentleman who called earlier about Spanish classes. He didn't really specify what he's looking for, but I am somebody who speaks two languages fluently, German and Spanish. I am also learning French, and I use Duolingo, which is an online internet-based tool that teaches grammar and usage and vocabulary that starts from very simple to very complex, and it is free. There's no advertisements. It is free.
Wow.
It's multiple languages across the world. It's a little clunky at times, but it actually is wonderful, and you can't beat the price. The second suggestion that I have, and by the way,
one more time, what was the name of that?
It's called Duo, like D-U-O, Lingo.
Okay.
And he can probably get that by searching on Google. The second suggestion I have is for something that we have here in Plano. Parks and Recreation runs a lot of different classes, including language classes. And, of course, the most common one and the most extensively represented one is Spanish. And probably Denton has a similar program, and their fees are usually very modest, and he can go all the way from beginning to conversational classes.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of great suggestions, okay? Thanks for calling.
Okay, and thank you. I hope that helps him. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, thank you. Let's get a couple of answers from Twitter here. Let's see. To that beef stroganoff question, Jen tweeted at me and said, the porch on Henderson has short rib stroganoff, and that it's great. That sounds good. Let's see. We also heard from Donna, who said on that question of lupini beans, Donna says that Fiesta has them. And I think that's about it for right now. Going back to the email box, Kristen wrote in to ask, is there a way to get rid of anthills without using pesticides in our home or yard? That's a frequent one we get along here. Somebody will definitely know the answer to that one. Ryan says, I'd recommend that the caller who was concerned about Social Security funds look up the NPR Planet Money podcast titled Are the Social Security Trust Funds a Mirage from 2010. Ryan says they do a good in-depth explanation for how Social Security funds have been used over the past half century. Let's see. We also heard from Leo, who says, I want to know where my wife and I can go to do cooking classes, pottery classes, and painting classes that are either free or not very expensive. I'm hoping that your audience could help me. Let's see. We also heard from Michael, who says, I'm looking for a custom tile company that can make numbered tiles we can use as our street address markers. The tiles are 4x4 with a floral decor around the edges and a single number in the center. And let's see, one more from the inbox. Chris says, I'm wondering if anyone knows where to find saltpeter in the Dallas area. I've been trying to make corned beef, and most of the recipes call for it. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. If you've got the answer, we've got space, of course, always, at anything@kera.org. But let's go back to the phones for a sec. Let's talk to Catherine in Dallas. Catherine, thanks for calling.
Hi. Yeah, I had an answer for the guy who was wondering about an engagement ring, a custom.
Yes.
There's a jeweler that's done all of our family heirloom pieces. It's Robichaud Jewelry, and they're in the Woodlands outside of Houston. And it's a long way, but it's worth the trip down there. They do a lot of our email as well.
Okay. One more time. What was the name of the place?
Robichaud Jewelry. Robichaud. It's a family business.
Got it. Okay. Hey, thanks for the suggestion.
No problem. Thanks.
800-933-5372. Let's stick with the phones, and let's talk to Steve in Lindell. Steve, thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. Hi. I had a possible answer for the question about multiple mattress stores.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect we bought a mattress here a couple years ago, and I wish we'd done a lot more research and negotiation, that sort of thing. I suspect that their profit margins are so high that it's a very lucrative business to be in.
Yeah, that's what we heard from another caller, so that would seem to explain it, wouldn't it?
Well, and it reminds me of several years ago, back before the crash of 08, why there were so many new banks popping up around the neighborhood.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think, you know, people should be very careful when they deal with those types of operations.
Well, hey, thanks for the insight. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
800-933-5372. We got a few minutes left, and you can definitely get in on the action. Let's talk to Jill in Fort Worth. Jill, thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you. I have a question or an answer for the guy that was wanting to know where to find good beef stroganoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you know?
A Taste of Europe outside of Arlington has a really fantastic variety of Swedish and German and Ukrainian, all kinds of different foods.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah, and then I also have a quick question for
sure.
You. If we have rodents in our detached garage, how can we get rid of them without using traps or poison?
So you're looking for the humane rodents.
Yeah, we just want them to go away. We don't want to kill them. We don't really want another animal to eat a poisoned animal.
Got it. Okay. Well, hey, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
Thanks so much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372 or anything@kera.org. That's where we heard from Sandra, who says crabs walk sideways. This was a question about why crabs walk sideways instead of forward and backwards. And Sandra says crabs walk sideways mainly because they are wider than they are long, and their legs are joined to move that way. And back to this question about where you can find beef stroganoff, we have another Twee also recommended Taste of Europe in Arlington. And Kurt recommends Kubi's restaurant in Snyder Plaza in Dallas. He says they sell beef stroganoff behind the prepared foods counter, and it is terrific, but they don't always have it. So you might want to call in ahead of time and find out if they've got it. And while we're on the food questions, we had this question about where to find lupini beans. Luigi says you can find lupini beans at Jimmy's Food Store in Dallas off of Fitzhugh and Bryan. And Melanie says, last time I looked, the Fiesta at Ross and Henderson had Cento lupini beans in their international section. So, good suggestions there. 800-933-5372 is where we're going to go right now. And let's talk to Francisco in Fort Worth. Hello, Francisco.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm actually work at the Motor and Safety and Transportation regarding about the safety signs. Now, we're talking about the yield sign, which is actually all the information provided to you was actually invalid and incorrect.
Okay,
actually,
well.
The United States of overall Texas actually saving $1.7 million in signs, and we actually removed those signs, mainly number one. because it was costing too much money. Number two, it was actually common sense that anybody merging to a traffic faster than you're supposed to yield, number one. Number two, it just mainly makes sense to actually save that much money in the state of Texas itself, but then the rest of the country took on the same thing where they minimized the number of yield signs coming into or merging into it. And that's why it's hardly ever used now. You see less and less number of signs being displayed now because of the cost of money for the state as well as the city. And hey, that's actually the main reason for it. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, no, hey, thanks for the clarification. Really appreciate it. 800-933-5372 if you'd like to join the conversation. Or, as I said earlier, I'm at Stephen Becker on Twitter. That's where we heard from somebody who tweeted at me and said, I know a guy who didn't call 811 before he dug in the backyard and cut a cable. What should he do to fix that? We'll see if we can find a quick answer for you. We only have a couple more minutes in the show, but we'll see if we can get an answer for you. If not today, definitely tune in next Friday and maybe somebody will have answered it over the weekend. But let's see if we can run through these last couple of calls here. Let's talk to Aaron in Dallas. Aaron, thanks for calling anything.
Hi, Stephen. I had an answer for the dealing with anthills in the yard without using nasty chemicals. We use diatomaceous earth, and you can get food-grade diatomaceous earth at a lot of garden shops. It's inexpensive, and it's food-grade, you know, it's safe, and you just maybe knock down the pile and sprinkle a little bit. It works great.
Okay.
And then I think there was a call just after that cooking classes in Dallas. I'm actually in the process of putting together a cooking school. It's got, the name of it is Garnish, and our Facebook page is up, but we're slowly building that, and in a couple of months here, it'll be a great resource for all kinds of cooking classes.
So we can just search for Garnish on Facebook?
Garnish Kitchen, yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, hey, good luck with that, and hopefully we can send some folks your way.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. I think we got time to squeeze in maybe one, maybe two more. Let's talk to Jamie in Dallas. Jamie, thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. So I had an answer about the guy asking about recorder.
Right, right. Yeah. What do you know about that?
Well, I actually direct the Dallas Recorder Society from time to time. There are two local chapters of the American Recorder Society. One's in Fort Worth. That's called the Cowtown Recorder Society, and there's a Dallas Recorder Society that meets on a monthly basis, and in fact, this Saturday, we have a full day-long workshop at SMU with a wonderful recorder virtuoso coming down from Colorado, going to be teaching all kinds of technique, and it doesn't matter what level you are, and then we'll do a lot of group and ensemble playing in the afternoon. And there's a very strong group of amateurs here in Dallas and a few of us professionals as well. So, yeah, there's a robust recorder society here in the Metroplex.
Hey, very good to know. Sounds like the caller's question could not have been better timed as you all have
Absolutely.
That event this weekend. Well, hey, thanks for filling us in.
You bet. Thanks, Jeff.
Well, that's going to do it for us today. Your show, of course, was produced by, well, me, you know. But we had a special guest star answering your calls today. That was Samantha Guzman, who also is the associate producer here. We also had help from the inbox from the great Christina Martinez. Shelley Canavy engineered the show, as she always does. Once again, I'm Stephen Becker, in this week for Jeff Whittington, who will be back in next week. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you all next Friday.